We're up to Simin Reish Gimel in Hilchas Brachas, and we'll be doing the first two Si'ifim. Sif Aleph. Al Peres Ha'aretz Mavarach Baruch Pei Adama. On Peres of the ground, you say in Adama. What are Peres of the ground? That we'll see in Sif Beis. So the Mechaber says, Al Hatusim Hagdelim Bisneh. On the berries that grow in a bush, Borei Pri Adama, you say a Borei Pri Adama. What's pshat in this? So the Mechaber does not elaborate. And the truth of the matter is that the tour brings two opinions. The first opinion says that anything that has to be replanted annually is Borei Pri Adama, whereas anything that grows back by itself would be a Borei Pri Ha'etz. The Ramah follows the second opinion in the tour, and the Mechaber, although he didn't say it, seems to hold like the Ramah too. Hagadol Mikri Eitz Ela Shemotzi Olav Mi Eitzo. It is only considered an Eitz if the leaves come out of the bark. Avamash Shemotzi Olav Misharashav Lo Mikri Eitz. Whereas if leaves come out of the roots, we do not call that a tree. Vahani Kivin De Kola Eitzav Lagamri Bachorif. Since the entire bark, the entire wood of the tree, disappears in the winter. This is what's called Gizo Machlif. Vahodur parach misharashav, and then it grows up again from the roots. Mevarchin la bar pri adama. So on that you say a bar pri adama. So the rule is that anything that that where the bush itself remains from year to year, and the fruits grow off it, that is an eitz. Whereas if the bush disappears completely and then grows up again anew next year, even though you don't have to do the planting, you don't have to replant it, that would be a Borei Pri Adam. It's considered growing from the ground and not growing from a tree. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that if the only way that they're edible is by way of bishul, then the halacha would be that you would say a shah kol if you're not cooking it. That's because of the halachas we already learned in Reish Beis. Another shayla the Mishnah Berurah brings up is what happens if it's a very low kind of a tree? It's a little low bush. In fact, it's within three tefachim of the ground. So one may say, with the din of lovewood, it's considered part of the ground, and we couldn't call it a tree. The lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas. The chayadim says bar priya eitz, but he says that the minig is to make a bar priya adamah.